Proclamation number 5176 of 22nd of July, 1951. The Light of Truth. A light shines down to earth so brightly and clearly that all people who would take in this abundance of light and let it have an effect on them would have to see. It is the light of truth which must shine so radiantly because it flows from the eternal original light and can never lose its luminosity. The light of truth breaks through the spiritual darkness which lies spread over the earth. The light of truth finds access to human hearts which want to escape the darkness. The light of truth transforms the dark night into a radiant day. It illuminates every corner. And it glows like a warm benevolent touch which makes people hopeful and expectant of a blissful future. For the light of truth brightens up every ambiguity. It chases away every doubt. It strengthens and enlivens a loving heart longing for God. The eternal love itself guides this light to earth and constantly endeavors to release people from spiritual darkness so that they will recognize and learn to love Him and long for union with Him. And yet countless people do not see the rays of this light because they close their eyes and pass it by with averted gaze. The wisps that flash before their eyes are dearer to them, and they chase after them and allow themselves to be blinded by them. They do not demand the truth, yet they pay homage to untruth and can never find their way out of their spiritual darkness, yet through their own fault. For the truth is offered to them, but they reject it. It is like a large black cloth under which they slip and they feel comfortable in this darkness, otherwise they would lift it and allow the bright ray of the light of truth to enter. It is human will itself that prevents them from doing so. It is the dark forces that persuade them that their darkness is light. And people believe this. And therefore they do not seek the truth because they believe they possess it. But where truth is, there is also God's love. Where God's love is, there is strength and bliss. But people are physically and spiritually oppressed as long as they do not walk in truth. The truth sets them free from sin and guilt because it shows people the path of redemption which leads to God and consequently also to perfection, without which no one can approach God. But to be redeemed means to exchange the unfree, imperfect state, which is the result of sin, with a free, perfect one and to be relieved of all misery of body and soul. But truth shows man the way and makes it easy for him to tread it. If the dark cover were to be cast back by people and the light of eternal truth granted access, the earth would soon be an Eden, a place of blissful, perfect spiritual beings who no longer know adversity, because people would have reached the aim of having regained their original state, which guarantees a life in brightest light and in full possession of strength. Thus, where there is still hardship and misery, there will also not be pure truth. The light which God Himself emanates and only needs to be received in order to have an extremely beneficial effect on people. Only isolated bearers of light dwell on earth who receive God's emanation and now seek to convey the truth to their fellow human beings. These light bearers are still in dark surroundings because too much resistance prevents the spreading of the light. Yet the light is immensely effective when the resistance diminishes and is finally completely abandoned. For what now shines into human hearts is God's eternal love Himself, and where it can once take effect, light will become and remain for all eternity. Amen.